This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club,
I think it's really sexy.
Bro.
You know,
God, just put that thing right. I want him touching the thing.
Dude, I was playing like, with two guys, and they were more excited than I was because I did it.
Make that up because
if you pull harder, you're just gonna rip something important out.
Certainly, if you jerk it, yeah, she's gonna whip me hard over that.
I just had to take it and put it between my legs.
Hello. Sign for the club hour. This is where it will be a complete recap of round one of the Masters.
Can the show get more inappropriate than it's already been?
I don't think so. We've been pretty raunchy today.
I know. I saw that Bjornsson today was asked to raunchier. Speak to the Winterhawks. This is why we don't get asked to speak anywhere.
Wait, what? He was asked to what?
I don't know. He was given some sort of presentation to the Winterhawks.
Adam Bjornsson. Sausage fingers?
Sausage fingers.
Or banana fingers?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
He has like seven kids now.
His thick, meaty fingers.
I haven't seen that guy. He pops out a kid.
Rojo wants the banana.
I haven't seen him in 5 years.
I know. Well, he's busy giving speeches to the impressionable athletes. Meanwhile, you and I not getting asked to any of that. Why? Because of segments like that.
I prefer more intimate one-on-one. Sort of.
That's getting into a weird Deshaun Watson thing. You don't want to do that.
That's what I prefer.
Rob would like a intimate one-on-one with our loyal fan base. Male or female, it's okay. It's 2021.
I'm going to call an audible here.
All right. To set up a more intimate sort of OnlyFans.
This is something that has been in my notes since Christmas.
That does seem like a long time.
I put this together over the Christmas break.
Did you go all the way to the bottom of your notes to find this?
It's pretty far down there, yeah. But, you know, I have stuff in here, just links and stuff, that go way,
yeah.
That are way before that. Yeah,
we compile stuff.
We did the experiment 2 years ago where you did the oldest story in your notes for the club one
yeah.
day.
I would have to go back and...
Rob has a story in there about how, you know, this COVID thing's overblown. He's like, it'll be over in a week.
Oh, there's stuff from way before that.
Like, this isn't going to be a thing.
I put together, and my kid helped me do this. He was home from college, and it was the holidays. We put together the great TV series survey. Okay?
The great TV series survey.
Yeah, and I...
Say that five times.
And there are several questions on here, and I want you all to play along.
Okay.
Okay.
Every one of you, including the listeners out there, yell out your answers. Or you can text them in. Okay?
I'm not ready because we're probably going to break.
Yeah, we are going to break.
But when we come back...
We're going to have two segments of this, and it's going to be fun.
I'm going to be ready.
So think about all the shows you've watched.
In my entire life?
Yeah, but it's more like... Yeah, it could be your entire life. But it's more like, you know, recently... Game of Thrones, you know, kind of brought us all together, right? Everybody was watching Game of Thrones. Everybody was watching Sopranos. And
well, the Tiger whatever guy.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things like that. And we'll get to it next, okay?
I'm ready.
I'm excited about this. I forgot it was down there.
So excited you waited 4 months to do
it. Well, you forgot.
No, I think it's a really good content. It's just I totally forgot it was just kind of keeps getting pushed down. And I'm like, oh, hey, there's that. I want to do that today. I'm ready. I'm fired up. I know you are.
I'm ready. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Well, okay, this is the Great TV Series Survey. Now, I have a queued up answer for every one of these questions because I'm the one that did the survey.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a little harder for you guys to just right off the top of your head come up with something. So you don't have to answer all of these. But or we can go back to ones if you think of answers as we're going along here, okay?
All right.
And you can text your answers in. You can shout them out to the world. If you're out there listening,
oh, I'll shout them out.
But this is the first ever Great TV Series Survey. Okay, show you were pissed at the ending.
Oh, that's the easiest one. The first thing that popped into my mind was
Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's
a
good call.
I loved that series and what a garbage ass. The entire season was disappointing, but oh my God, the end of that.
Was
I don't know.
A nightmare. It was a nightmare.
I don't know if I've been more
frightening nightmare.
Upset, like literally I was like, you just wasted 7 seasons of my time or 8, whatever.
Isn't that terrible that show, as great as it was, will go down in history as that that's what we'll remember about it?
Like, I've been disappointed. Like, I was a big Seinfeld guy and I did not like the Seinfeld finale. It was not good, but I wasn't angry at it. There's been plenty of those where I'm like, well, that's Dexter was a horrible ending, that was stupid,
that was terrible.
But actually being angry at what they did, Game of Thrones to me takes the cake.
It was because it was so good for like 5 seasons. And
oh,
then season 6 started to dip a little bit.
It was amazing.
And then season 7 was a joke.
Can I tell you another one that inspired this question for me was The Undoing. Did you guys watch The Undoing?
I did not see The Undoing.
Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant.
Mm.
That ending pissed me off. Because it's right before, it feels like this really big mystery, but it's all right in front of you. You know, like we're used to big twists and like, oh my God, that one is not mind-blowing.
I loved
that
Lost.
That was season 1 of The Undoing.
I loved Lost and I will defend Lost forever, but the final episode of Lost was really bad. The second to last episode was, I thought, really rewarding, but the final episode was super stupid.
Wasn't Lost like 800 seasons?
It was 7 seasons, but they had like 25 episodes per season. So it was a lot of episodes.
Show you feel like you discovered. You know how you do? Like, you're watching a show and you feel like nobody else knows about it, and
probably
you're watching it.
Probably It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That was not a huge hit, and I think I started watching that right from the get-go. Before Danny DeVito came in and the characters weren't fully hashed out, Dennis wasn't a total psychopath yet. Mac hadn't really done the gay angle.
That's a good one.
And I loved that show. And then as it got more popular, I was like, yeah, come on board.
For me, it is, it's a cartoon, but it's Avatar The Last Airbender.
What?
That came out when I was a kid. It started coming out. I watched it from season 1. And that show is now renowned as one of the best animated shows of all time.
My kids love that.
It is an incredible series. It really is. But I watched it from the beginning. And because of that, I kind of feel the same way with Suk about It's Always Sunny.
For me, it was The Flight Attendant.
Hey, you turned me on.
I felt like I was
the flight attendant.
The first guy to watch that and go, hey, you know, Kaley Cuoco, you should give it a run. It's a good show.
That was a good show.
It was good. It actually ended up being really good.
The other one for me on that is was Shameless, probably.
Mm.
I feel like Shameless wasn't necessarily out of the gates. I think it got overshadowed by a lot of the HBO stuff. And I watched Shameless from the beginning and loved that thing from day one. And then it kind of, obviously, it blew up. And
okay, well, you can't have 2 answers.
Oh, well, then it's always sunny.
And on the Shameless tip, yo, I'll just skip down to this one since you mentioned that show.
Yeah.
One of the questions is, show you think is criminally underrated, and I mean criminally, for me, it's Shameless. That show is criminally underrated.
It does not get lauded, and I don't know if it's a Showtime thing, but it does not get talked about the way the HBO shows do.
So good.
And it should.
Frank is one of the best characters of all time. William H. Macy, I don't know if he's won awards for that, if he wins Golden Globes, but find me a guy that had a better arc, a better run on a series as long as that one. That is as good as
well
as any.
My answer for this.
Every character in that show is great, by the way.
Is the following.
What's that?
That was Kevin Bacon on Fox. It was a 3-season, like, American murder mystery serial killer thing. That show was really good and really dark. And because it was on Fox, I think most people kind of wrote it off because they're like, ah, it's network television. It can't be that good. That show was really good.
Okay.
Trying to think
of. Do you have a criminally underrated broadcast?
I'm trying to, because the Shameless one was good, but you came up with Shameless. Trying to think of one that I think is great that people.
Well, you can noodle with it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to noodle with that one. That one, honestly, I just was thinking Shameless when you said it, and I haven't really been able to wrap my head around something else.
Show that lost you but got you back. This is an easy one for me.
Lost you but got you back?
Yep.
Oh, it's hard to get me back once you lose me.
Is it Breaking Bad for you?
Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
I never went back to Westworld.
You never did.
I
season
stopped in the middle
good.
Of season two and I stopped.
Yeah, season two sucks. Season three is good.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. And
Very good.
I'm with Lynch. I never fully got back. I never fully got back to
I don't
to
think if I stop a show, I don't go back. It's very rare for me to do that.
Well, I didn't stop it, but it lost me. I have this thing where I have to finish. I have to go keep going even if I'm not enjoying it. And oftentimes that's rewarded, and with Westworld it was. Show you
know
wish.
What? You know what that got me back, but then it lost me again? Was The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Loved The Walking Dead.
It was good for a couple seasons.
Then it lost you.
Then it lost me.
Then it got you.
And then Negan came, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and that got me back, and it kept me for about a season and a half, and I was all fired up about it. And then it went completely off of my radar, and now I don't give a, I don't give two S's.
You know, there is a recent show that did that for me. It's called Future Man. It's on Hulu, and my roommate liked the first season and wanted me to watch it. And it started to fade for me late in the first season, early in the second season, and then I got hooked back in. It's only 2 or 3 seasons, so it's a short show. But that is one that kind of I was watching it to get to the end of it. And by the end, I was like, you know what? Actually, that's okay. I'm back on board.
And I was thinking of a criminally underrated show. I was trying to scan my head, and I don't know if this is going to qualify, but there are a lot of animated shows out there, obviously, and, you know, South Park and, you know, the
Rick and Morty.
Family Guy, Rick and Morty. And what might be my favorite animated show, and I think is the best written animated show, is Archer. And Archer's pretty popular, but I don't think it's ever achieved the level that any of those have. But if you've ever watched Archer, that thing is just brilliant.
It's really well done.
It is so well done, and kind of it's a little bit like The Simpsons in the social commentary and the inappropriateness in which they do it. I love Archer.
This is a good question. Somebody asked Suk, who's your favorite Frank? Frank Reynolds or Frank Gallagher?
Oh, well, that's tough. Because
Always Sunny or
it's
Shameless?
Always Sunny is a. I like that better, but Frank Gallagher is a better
character. Okay.
Frank, when they did the Homeless Olympics, that might be one of the greatest storylines in TV. In TV history, when they were competing to be, well, like the most homeless person, the champion of the homeless.
Show you wish was talked about more. This is kind of an obscure one, but for me, I put down The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I felt that show was brilliant, and I just don't feel like enough people talk about it.
Yeah, that was really,
brilliant.
Yes. Danny McBride.
Really funny.
And just that whole...
It's mocking... Well, of course, I like it because it's mocking church.
Yeah,
but.
Church. But it's mocking not just church, but it's the evangelical... Yeah. What do they call it?
The evangelical...
Yeah, preacher, TV...
Right.
Give me money sort
that
of
guy.
Thing.
I think the first thing that popped to mind for me, although this is very recent, is The Boys.
Yeah.
I've been suggesting The Boys to people, and I think because it's on Amazon Prime only, it's one of those that doesn't... get as much run, but that show is really interesting. It's a mind F.
And that's the other one. Letterkenny deserves to be talked about more.
Letterkenny.
Yeah. I could not do that show.
Criminally underrated.
I tried Letterkenny, and I was so like, I don't understand this humor at all.
Really?
You
don't hear boo about that.
It's funny.
And they should be. And that's one where you can go in right in the middle of it and just watch a single episode and think it's great.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me that with Letterkenny, because of where I grew up, I can't relate to any of the characters. Like, I never lived in a rural town. I never had that kind of life. So I have trouble even just relating to the jokes.
Well, it's just funny.
The other one that
you clearly don't like funny.
Clearly.
The other one that needs to get talked about and doesn't because it's really good on Netflix, I think it's just called Explained, or Everything Explained. And there's 3 or 4 seasons, and they're 30 to 40 minutes each, and it's just, they just talk about a subject. One of them is on monogamy. One of them is on diamonds. One of them is on astrology. Music. And it's just they explain a topic in a short, concise way. And it's a brilliant show that no one ever talks about. And it's might be the best thing on Netflix, in my opinion.
A show that lost me and got me back. Better answer is The Expanse.
God, I am 0 for all of Mike's picks.
Yeah,
I've not seen anything that you've mentioned.
The Expanse is a sci-fi series. It's based on a book series that I've read through the first 3 books so far. And I started watching it after I read the first book, and it was first made on the channel Sci-Fi, which kind of is cheesy when you think about all the stuff that they put out there. And I had a really hard time getting past some of the cheese factor, but I tried it again because I really liked the story a lot, and I was able to kind of look past the cheesy part of it, and I actually kind of really got sucked back into the show.
There are 17 more questions on here, fellas.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got one more segment.
We got to burn through these. We got to do the lightning round. We got to be quick.
I feel like we've been pretty quick so far, too.
Show you waited out, but we're sorry you did. This is an easy one for me.
Dexter.
Okay.
Heroes.
Mine was The Outsider.
Yeah, you just stick around.
Oh, that one on HBO, the mystery.
Yeah, you're like, what the F?
Stupid.
Heroes had one good season, and I kept watching it, hoping it would get good again, and it never did.
Because we're watching for the cheerleader.
And here's a good one to finish the segment on. Show everyone universally loves, but you could not get into.
The Wire.
Yes, that was mine.
What is it
about The Wire?
I just...
Could not get into that.
Nope. I guess if you...
Did you get into The Wire?
I tried
the first season, a couple episodes, and couldn't get into it either. But
weird.
I was told to keep going, and I just stopped. So, I mean, sure, The Wire.
Okay.
That's my answer.
All right. This is the great TV series survey. You're hearing it live as it is happening on The Fan. Here's Mike. This is the great TV series survey. Questions already posed. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
May God bless and keep you.
Show you were pissed off at the ending. Show you feel like you discovered. Show that lost you but got you back. Show you think is criminally underrated. I know somebody texted in Arrested Development. That's a good one.
Yeah.
For that one.
But that's one of those that became like a real cult hit. I mean,
yeah. It was so underrated that it's no longer underrated because
it left and it came back and it's been rescued
so good
because of the fan base.
Show you, and that was with Jason Bateman. Yep. Show you wish was talked about more. Show you waited out, but we're sorry you did. And show everyone universally loves, but you could not get into. Next, show that it seems everyone's watched. But you. Mine is Deadwood.
Oh, yeah. Deadwood's good.
I have not watched Deadwood.
I'm trying to think of that.
6 Feet Under.
Mine might...
I haven't watched that either.
Mine might be The Wire again. Everyone says that it's like... I'm convinced that...
I've never gotten out of season 1 of Sopranos, so that could be that, too.
I'm convinced everyone lies about seeing The Wire because they don't want to admit that they haven't seen it. And they're like, oh, yeah, The Wire is great. I'm sticking with that because people say it's like one of the 3 or 4 best shows of all time, and I got nothing. And then any of the sitcoms, like Modern Family or anything like that, I just didn't watch any of that.
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. Sons of Anarchy. Probably not that great, but I loved it. I liked the whole biker thing. And look, it's way over the top, but I love Sons of Anarchy. I can't get enough.
Big Bang Theory. For me.
Okay.
I honestly, I hated that show when I first watched
it. Well, you should.
And it got me. It hooked me.
Bazinga.
And I watched all of them.
Isn't my girl Kaylee in that?
Yes.
Kaylee Cuoco.
I do find her quite attractive.
My Guilty Pleasure is a show called Killing Eve. And if you haven't watched it, you need to.
Okay.
Best female character on television in the last 10 years.
I am taking a lot of notes here because this is bringing up some stuff that I'd like to go back.
And I'm not talking about Sandra Oh. Sandra Oh is in it.
Yeah.
Killing Eve, the assassin in Killing Eve, is absolutely sensational.
Okay. I'm on board.
Show the most people would not object to. That's kind of a weird one.
The most sanitized show?
Well,
it's gonna be.
I have Ozark down here. I think it's not sanitized. It's just the show that the most people will like.
Dude, it's gonna be like an Everybody Loves Raymond sort
of thing. The Office.
The Office.
Yeah, you can't be offended by that. I'm with Mike. That's like the Jay Leno of.
That's the most universally loved show that exists. I know there are people that don't like it, but.
Friends.
Everyone loves that show.
It's not offending anyone. It's just cheesy humor. Throw some hot chicks in there.
A show that you grow fonder of the longer you're removed from it. Mine is Queen's Gambit. That was a good show.
That's the newest. That's the chess one, right?
Yeah.
So this is like you appreciate.
And I mean, Queen's Gambit. I don't know that that's a series. That was just a movie, right?
Like a miniseries?
Or like a miniseries? I don't know if there's more coming, but that's a good show. I finished it and was like, okay. The more I think about it, the more I like it.
The more you like it. I'm trying to think on that.
That's a tough one. Based on what Rob said, it reminded me of how much I loved Chernobyl when it came out on HBO, another miniseries.
That was really good.
That show was amazing.
It was very good.
And you saying that makes me think like, oh, wow, that was a really good
show.
You
grow fonder of it the longer you're removed from it.
Yeah.
Mine would probably be Parks and Rec. Like, I loved Parks and Rec
while it was going on.
But once it's off the air, I find myself going back and watching more of it.
I'm rewatching it right now.
Yeah. Parks and Rec would probably be that. I enjoyed it, but I've really become a fan more so even after the fact.
It's better than The Office. That's my big hot take.
Oh, 100% agree with you.
Show you know is not the best, but it has a soft spot in your heart.
Big Bang Theory.
Mine's Ray Donovan.
That's a good one.
Love that show.
Yeah, boy,
but it's not. I mean,
the end of it too. Some of the seasons, but
it's kind of the same.
The first couple were really good. Not the best. Again, I'll probably stick with Sons of Anarchy. Love it, but I understand that it's it's probably cheesy.
Show you've never gotten the hype. Now you have to have tried it.
Mad Men.
Ooh.
You didn't like Mad Men?
I have tried watching Mad Men. I'm not kidding. 3 times, and I fail 3 times.
Wow.
Mine is going to be one of the sitcoms because I've tried watching those. You go Big Bang Theory, which I've watched. Modern Family, which I've watched. I do not get the stupid, cheesy, sanitized laugh track ABC sitcom. I do not understand how people watch that crap. So it'd be one of those. Take your pick of any. Everybody Loves Raymond. Any of those hugely popular network half-hour sitcoms, I don't get.
The show, I've never gotten the hype, and I did watch season 1 into season 2, and then I had to quit. Stranger Things.
Really?
Man.
I've never seen that show.
I was on board. Liked me some Stranger Things. Hopper was my man.
Show that you'll flex hard to defend and oversell to anyone who will listen.
Yellowstone.
Lost.
Ooh. You guys both had those holstered.
Yes.
Yellowstone, that's really good.
I love Yellowstone.
Mike's a huge Lost guy.
I loved that show.
By the way, it's an age thing, and I can totally see you being a Lost freak.
That is an age thing.
You know what got me with it was I didn't start watching it until it was already at season 4. I got the flu my freshman year at Syracuse, and I was down for like 3 days.
Ooh.
I binged like 50 episodes of Lost over 3 days. I was so enamored with that show.
That's fascinating.
And I think that really kind of got me hooked. And then once I caught up, that show was all about like the online theories and you were reading forums and stuff. And it was such a cool. It was kind of like Game of Thrones where it was an event every week and you tried to figure out what was happening.
It's interesting you say that about the flu. The last time I had the flu, I binged a show and it is still one of my favorite shows. So I don't know if it's something about being in that state that you just are so focused on that show because you're miserable otherwise. But that's when I binged Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I had a week of the flu and just went, and I flew through it. And I loved it because remember, I was late to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Well, you both were.
Yeah. I mean, I was a little before Rob, but yeah, I was late to it.
So the show that I will flex hard to defend and oversell to anyone is Succession.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that.
God, that show is so good. Show you didn't think, and that's on HBO. Show you didn't think you'd like, but ended up loving.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, that's a great show.
That is a great show.
When I saw the previews for that, I just thought,
it looks stupid.
This is the dumbest effing thing of all time. And I wound up loving it.
Mine was Mr. Robot.
That's one of those, if you want a criminally underrated show.
Good show.
That's next on my docket to watch. I've been told to watch it.
It's a really good show.
Apparently very dark though, right?
It's very dark.
It is.
It's with, what's that guy's name?
Rami Malek. And Christian Slater.
There is nothing about it that I would technically like, but it's really good.
Yeah. Drug use, hackers,
it's
good.
Computery.
Yes.
I'm gonna skip down here.
Yeah, I guess
we can finish
this.
We'll
run out of time. Or bring John in and have him do it with us.
Okay, I'll just give you the last one here. We're missing several, but we'll get them in later. Show you think is a 10 out of 10 and cannot be convinced otherwise.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
That I cannot be considered otherwise.
Convinced.
Not considered. Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking.
You get it.
Breaking Bad is perfect.
Mine is Peaky Blinders.
Even Peaky Blinders is great.
10 out of 10, man. Great show.
Mine will be The Simpsons.
Okay.
I think it might be the best written show of the last 30 years, and it's still relevant. Look at the stuff that they have predicted, the satire of it. It's brilliant. You will not convince me that The Simpsons isn't one of the absolute best shows of all time.
And there is not all of, but some of, the great TV series survey. Now that we're all on the same page, we'll bring John in here to wrap it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Not nearly dirty enough of a lead-in for him, but we were dirty early in the show, so we... You know.
Yeah, it balances out.
Yeah. Hey.
You got to smut it up for Nemec. Come on, you guys. You're letting him down.
I know.
Yeah, it was pretty raunchy earlier, but, you know.
Yeah. You're letting his audience down. I believe he has a certain part of his audience that tunes in 10 minutes early to get all aroused.
Well, high school boys.
That is what we do. We get recruiting pants tight.
Right? So I think you guys let him down a little bit, but that's okay. I wasn't listening. What was the big, like normally you're talking about dolphin sex or something. What? Yeah. No?
What do you mean? What were we talking about?
I think we're just talking about like filthy language.
Well, your brother said, see you next Tuesday twice.
Oh boy.
And now I just said it once. Yeah. What? No, of course not.
No, we didn't say the word.
Come
you
on.
Can't say that word.
John.
Hey, with you two, with... If I got on this show and I found out that one of you two said the actual word, I wouldn't be shocked.
Live on the air?
Yeah, look, that's a lot. No one accidentally says, like, you can accidentally say an F word, but no one says the C word accidentally. That's a purpose pitch.
If it was you, it would be a movie quote. You would be quoting a movie, and it would just sneak out. And with Rob, I don't know. Rob would be, I don't know.
I don't use that word. I'm classier than that.
I think whole swear word thing, man, I'm telling you, we need to skip forward to the future where, like, we can all swear and no one gets offended. They're just words.
They're just words.
Grow up.
No need to be offended.
No.
That is another level of word, though. You're right. That's a whole, which is funny that is another level of word, but I agree. That's That has a little, that's a purpose pit.
But I'm telling
an
you.
An Odyssey station.
Well, women drew a line in the sand on that word, and we heard them.
But it's just here, I'm telling you, when I lived in Scotland, man, you hear that like you hear, you know, like you hear just anything. It's
I have a guy.
It's everywhere.
There's a dude I play golf with who's from New Zealand. And he says that word a lot. Yeah. It's a regular.
Yeah, it's.
It doesn't mean the same there, I don't think.
Well, so over there, that word is very common. Over here, that's another level.
Yeah.
Is there a word over here that we use that's very common that to them is another level?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask. I'll ask him that next time I see him.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I just remember when I was over there hearing that and being like, whoa. And then people are like, what? And I'm like, that's kind of like the king, like, no. And people are like, dude,
man,
you go to a bar and you'll hear that 17 times while you're waiting for your beer.
Yeah, it's like a term of endearment.
Yeah, like 8-year-olds are using it during the school talent show. It's just
it is kind of a term of endearment. I ordered a cold beer and was called by the bartender, by the way.
Here you go, you bloody.
Yeah, he called me the C word because I asked for a cold beer. And I was like, whoa, that was kind of uncalled for. And everyone was like, what? Like,
not a big thing.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing.
So you should go home tonight and start that in the U.S., John. It can all start with you. Just start using the word. Just start tossing it around. See what happens.
I'm trying.
Right. Yeah, because I work for the local government, so that'll go over well.
Yeah, throw it around the office. See what happens.
Mm. Well, now's the time. There's nobody in the office, so maybe it'll just be me in there dropping the C word.
Exactly.
Look, all right.
It starts somewhere, right? We need to start. We need to leave our mark.
Right. Fair enough.
Well, I'm sorry. I came unplugged. You have a good night. Bye.
All right, you guys.
Love everybody.
I think John would be very uncomfortable saying that word.
Yeah, I am.
Are
and
you
I
right?
And I'm foul mouth. Yeah. I have standards. All right. Up next, it is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. Our show, regrettably, returns tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Chips of Spain.